Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we'll continue to rejoice and be glad in it, for the Lord is good. The Lord is wonderful. The Lord is kind. God is so awesome. And we are thankful to God for another opportunity to be in the land of the living, but to also be on the line. Amen. Praising God, coming together. Thank you all for joining us live, and those who will listen later. As we are marching forward, today is day 4 of our 40-day sojourn together, fasting and prayer. I pray you've had a productive week as you're now getting ready for the weekend and also getting ready for that clock to move spring forward. Amen. All the things that are getting ready to take place. But there is a word from the Lord, and that word is found in the book of Amos. The book of Amos, Amos chapter 5. And I want to read in your hearing verses 21 through 24. Amos chapter 5, verses 21 through 24. And I'll be reading from the NIV version of the Bible. Here's what the word of the Lord says. I hate, I despise your religious festivals. Your assemblies are a stench to me. Even though you bring me burnt offerings and grain offerings, I will not accept them. Though you bring choice fellowship offerings, I will have no regard for them. Away with the noise of your songs. I will not listen to the music of your harps, but let justice roll on like a river, and righteousness like a never-failing stream. Word of God for the people of God, thanks be to God. For just a few minutes, I want to talk about a call to action. A call to action. Beloved, what we find here in this book of the prophet Amos is that Amos is coming to the nation of Israel in a posture of lament. It's a time of lament because the people of Israel have forgotten what God has done. And they have forgotten the ways of God. And so they believe that the posture of what they do in the assemblies of God is going to grant them favor in the eyes of God. It's kind of like whether you're an inside person or an outside person. There are aspects of both that are important to embrace. But too much inside living will make you sheltered and too comfortable. But too much outside living can turn you into a wild person or cause you to be uncouth. There has to be a balance of both the inside and outside way of living. God desires for us to assemble and to give him praise. But if the gathering of the saints produces no real transformative living, living that is fit for saints to live or have lived action in life, in the end, it will mean nothing. Our lived actions will become no more than performance and preference. So the prophet Amos is warning Israel about seeking the day of the Lord, not really lamenting the fact that they have neglected the people of God. Beloved, it's one thing to focus on the Lord, but it's something else altogether when we forget how to live with one another. And so Amos is calling them back to consider, to lament the fact that the people of the nation have been neglected. So the relevant question this morning is, what can we do to get to a place of lived action? What can we do to balance our inside worship of God versus our outside service to others? Beloved, there are three things quickly out of this text that I think will help us in the form of a call to action. Number one, we have to beware of sanctuary sacrifices that have no public service. We have to beware of sanctuary sacrifices that have no attachment, no connection to public service. Look at verses 21 and 22a. Notice the text says that I despise your religious festivals. Your assemblies are a stench to me. Even though you bring me burnt offerings and grain offerings, I will not accept them. Now, why is the prophet so staunch on this? And why is God saying that the assemblies is a stench to him? Because sanctuary sacrifices have no attachment to public service. You look at verses 14 and 15. This is the idea of what is happening with Israel. He's telling them, look, seek good and not evil, that you may live. Then the Lord Almighty will be with you, just as you say he is. Hate evil, love good, and maintain justice in the courts. And perhaps the Lord God Almighty will have mercy on the remnant of Joseph. See, they had it all together in the sanctuary, but it had no attachment to public service. Beloved, I believe the Lord is calling us to a call to action, to not just be so preoccupied with the things that come with worship, and we don't check on the welfare of others. I believe it is a great tragedy and sin that we do not engage in the public square, but we're only engaged in sanctuary sacrifice. But there's more here to this call to action. Not only is he saying beware of sanctuary sacrifices that lead to no public service, but the second thing in this lament, this call to action, is that the prophet Amos is telling us to beware of offerings for penance versus no offering of repentance. Beware of offerings of penance versus no offering of repentance. Look at the B clause of verse 22 and 23. Here's what it says. It says, though you bring choice fellowship offerings, I have no regard for them. He says, away with the noise of your songs. I will not listen to the music of your hearts. In other words, beloved, he's saying your offerings are a form of penance, but you have no offering of repentance based upon what you've done. It's a dangerous thing, beloved, when you don't regard the welfare of others, and then you don't see the error of your ways. Look right here in chapter 5, verses 4 through 6. It says, this is what the Lord says to Israel. Seek me and live. Do not seek Bethel. Do not go to Gilgal. Do not journey to Beersheba. For Gilgal will surely go into exile, and Bethel will be reduced to nothing. Seek the Lord and live, or he will sweep through the tribes of Joseph like a fire, and it will devour them. And Bethel will have no one to quench it. In other words, beloved, what you offer in Bethel, Bethel is the house of El, the house of God. What you offer in the house of God will mean nothing. And notice this, Verse 12 of Amos chapter 5 says, "For I know how many are your offenses and how great your sins." In other words, beloved, you have not even come and repented of your sins. He said, "There are those who oppress the innocent and take bribes and deprive the poor of justice in the courts." He says, "I know your offenses. You want to put everything into the house of God because the house of God is the place of worship, but you have not cared for the welfare of those that you have had opportunity to connect to." Amos is offering a great lament, but it's also a call to action. But here's the third and final thing, beloved, I want you to see. Not only must we beware of sanctuary sacrifices that are not attached to public service, not only must we beware of offerings of penance versus no offering of repentance of our ways, but then finally, beloved, we've got to balance our life with worship and welfare to others. It's not either or, y'all. It's both and. Look at verse 24. It says, "But let justice roll on like a river, and righteousness like a never-failing stream." We are called to foster justice. Why? Because God has given us righteousness. Justice is a flowing river that fills the streams of righteous living. When we enact justice upon those who are oppressed and depressed and suppressed, it is because God has given us the righteousness to do so. In fact, beloved, I'm not making it up. Look at verse 7 in Amos chapter 5. He calls out the fact that there are those who turn justice into bitterness and cast righteousness to the ground. Verse 10 says, "There are those who hate the one who upholds justice in the court and detest the one who tells the truth." But if we have been impacted in any way by the righteousness of God, then we ought to have justice overflow like a river and righteousness like a never-failing stream. Let us balance both our worship life and the welfare of others. Let us receive this call to action toward justice and to do all that God has called us to do. Let us not be found just worshiping God on the inside with no kind of service that's attached to others on the outside. It is good for us to assemble together. God requires that. But if our assembly produces no transformative living, no lived action where it touches other people, then, beloved, we're just coming together for the sake of performance and preference without regard for God's people. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come this morning grateful and thankful for this call to action, this look at the lament of the prophet Amos. So, Lord God, let us be mindful of the fact that we are called to assemble together. We are called to come together to give you glory, honor, and praise. We are called to bring the burnt offering and the sacrifice and to lay it out before you, God. More than that, Lord, we are called to look out for the least of these. We are called, Lord God, to demonstrate lived action. And while you have blessed us with the righteousness that comes from above, let us, Lord God, in whatever way we can, live out justice toward other people. Do the best we can to be an aid to those who are in need of help. So bless our hands, Lord God, that they may help somebody. Bless our feet, Lord God, that we may walk on the paths of righteousness. Bless our eyes that we are not blind, Lord God, to the things and injustices we see around us. Calling us, Lord God, in this action to engage, that we might mete out justice for those who need it and deserve it. Lord, use us for your service. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And thank God. Listen, beloved, if you prayed that prayer with me, then you're understanding the balance of worship as well as the welfare of others. Listen, get to church tomorrow. I'm beginning a new series tomorrow. I'm excited about it. Get to church, worship God, and join me again on Monday as we'll pick up the prayer call on Monday. Y'all be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.